Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. How you guys doing? You having a good time so far? It is good to be in New York before it really gets cold. I'm a southern guy, you know. I can't help it. If you go on me, I'm gonna put on some long time. Anyway, it's really great to be here. It's great to share the stage with Bradford. You know, we've been knowing each other since we were in elementary school. And to think that we're still friends. That's a great accomplishment. I'm also very proud to be sharing the bandstand with some very talented young musicians that I'm extremely proud of. I want to take some time to introduce you to them. I want to take the time to introduce them to you one by one. We're going to start with our pianist. This guy is from Havana, Cuba. It really doesn't matter wherever we go. Whenever I say Havana, Cuba, people go crazy. And I would just ask you, just keep that in mind when you hear where everybody else is from. Because it may not be as exotic. Look at him, but he's so shy and cute. Tries to hide the dimples. Go ahead and try it one more time. No, I'm not dealing with him, I'm dealing with you. He's a great composer, a great pianist, amazing musician, highly recommended composer. Fabian Almazan. Our bassist comes from Los Angeles, California. Where am I? This is New York, right? Y'all remember they won the NBA championship, right? I thought I was going to hit a bunch of boo-boos. Okay, that's my life. Because he was talking a lot of trash after the game. I had to let him have it. I said, well, there'll be another year, or two, or three. He's living here now in New York. Born in Juilliard. Yes. And it gets worse. He's only 18 years old. Cut things a little short. I promise his parents. How about a nice round of applause for Joshua Crumbly at the bass. Our drummer comes from Houston, Texas. It feels good to be able to cheer for Texas again, right? That was the longest 8 years of my life. I love me some barbecue, but I had to go on a strike. This guy is an amazing musician as well. All of these guys are really. Another great composer. Has his own CDs out. Just recorded another one that will be out pretty soon. Has his own recording label. Yeah, maybe something? Called World Culture Music. So go to the website and check it out. We all got to pay out, right? How about another one called Kendrick Scott? And our tenor saxophonist, comes from the place where it all began, the origins of this music. He comes in a long line of great musicians from Tucson, Arizona. Y'all didn't know that jazz started in Tucson? You know, we played a gig here a few years ago, and I made a joke about him being the minutes keeper, the president, and the accountant for the Tucson Jazz Society. And, after the show, this woman walks up to me, and she goes, "I got a bone to pick with you." And I'm like, "Oh, God, okay, what did I do?" She said, "I'll have you know, I'm the president of the Tucson." It gets worse. I'm on tour with Herbie Hancock. Here in Europe, and we had to fly to LA to do this concert in the midst of the tour. So when we get on the plane, obviously the people, they recognize Herbie, and the pilot sends back a letter. I'm not making this up. And the pilot says, "I'm a big fan of your music, man. I've always loved your stuff." Going back, and he starts naming these albums. And he said, "Just to let you know, my sister is the president of the Tucson." You can't make that up, right? But the thing that I love about this guy the most is that, you know, he lived in New Orleans for about 17 years, and in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, he moved back to Tucson and got involved and put together a school that teaches kids jazz. And they have like about 200 some students. And they actually came here and competed in the Duke Ellington competition and did extremely well. How about another round of applause for Bryce Winston, tenor, saxophone. Stage, I played Happy Birthday for my daughter. Yeah, she was turning 11, I think, at the time. And it's, for some reason, whenever I'm here, there's birthdays around my family. So we're going to do something real special right quick, because my wife is celebrating her 15th anniversary of her 25th birthday. He sent me a text. He's celebrating his 17th wedding anniversary tonight. He's out there in the audience. Spike Lee, how about a nice round of applause? And, you know, normally at the end of the show, we play something real fast so everybody can show their technique. But we don't play that fast. But we're going to do something different, because we're going to do something in honor of my man's 17th wedding anniversary. 17 years. That's nice. Don't you think? Yeah. These days, I get tired of seeing people get married and mention 2 years later, we'll divorce. It's like, well, damn, why don't y'all just hang out? We're going to do something that's really, we're going to go back in time, and we're going to bring my man out. Now see, when I was growing up in New Orleans, people used to think we were brothers. We used to hang out so much because we used to go to Loyola University and hang out and play pinball machines all day long, at least until the money ran out. But we're going to bring it back to the stage to do something special for Spike. Come on, Bradford. Come on out.
Thank you.
Branford Marcellus. Fabiana Mazzano at the piano. Joshua Pumper at the bass. Kevin Scott at the drum. Bryce Swenson at the tenor saxophone. We like to thank you for coming. We hope you had a good time. Until next time, may God bless and keep you. Merci beaucoup. Come on, everybody. With the car there. Thank you.